Let's look through the window of baseball brought to us by Truett & White, professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, thanks for being on today. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Doing good. How are you guys?
Well, it's been a wild day out here at the ballpark for a team that's 36 games out of first place. There's action every place you turn down here. And I'll ask you this. Who would have thought about a week or two, let's say a month ago, that Pablo Sandoval would be hitting fourth tonight and Brandon Belt would have another concussion?
Oh. Well, you know, Belt getting another concussion, that's not terribly surprising. And not that there's any reason for it, but he's just had a lot of bad luck there. And it seems like once you get into that realm, it keeps coming back at you. And it's very, very costly. You know, he's a guy, you talk about sitting him out for the rest of the season. I would definitely do that. There's just no reason for him to risk it. He's got to rest up, try to get his head right. And, you know, unfortunately, it strips him of what little trade value he had anyway. He's not going to be going anywhere. So you just hope he recovers, comes back, and has a big year next season.
Boy, and that's the truth. And George Contos, we haven't seen a straight waiver deal for a long time. I mean, you know, those things, when you and I grew up, we saw it all the time. But a straight waiver deal to the Pirates for whatever the waiver price is, and goodbye, George Contos.
Yeah, that was a little surprising, I guess. You know, they've lost Gillespie and Contos here. It's not going to cripple the franchise, but, you know, I think those guys have comported themselves pretty well. Contos has had some big contributions over the year. Not so much lately. It's good for him. He's going to a contender. But, you know, I mean, the biggest surprise is if Sandoval's going to be hitting cleanup. I mean, and I say, you know, why not? I mean, it gives a good reason to watch. I'm not going to miss it. I mean, I'm going to have it on tape as I'm down at the Stanford Tennis, but that's the first thing I'm going to call up when I get home.
All right, I'm going to ask you this, Cynthia. Pat, you give me it as well. The trivia question tonight for our qualification for dinner with me at Original Joe's is the line for Sandoval. At bats, hits, runs, RBIs, and total pitches seen. Bruce, give me a guess on that.
Four at bats, no runs, one hit, one RBI, 19 pitches.
Say it slowly.
That was incredible, Bruce. Go ahead.
Four at bats, no run scored, one hit, one RBI. You'll have an RBI single and 19 pitches total.
All right, very good.
Very precise.
FP, write that down.
Yeah, get that down, FP.
FP's writing that down. How about you, Pat?
Boy, well, I'm already on record of wanting to see. I'm not expecting much from Pablo. I'm going to go watch the first at bat with Marty. I'll say 0 for 3 with a walk. And I'd love to see him steal a bag, and I'd have to eat crow then. But 0 for 3 with a walk. He'll see about 21 pitches.
Really? That's a lot.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm 2 for 4, an RBI, a run, and 22 pitches.
22.
Yeah, I put me down for no walks as long as he's up.
Okay. All right. Boy, what a season. And the Diamondbacks are here. The Diamondbacks are a good team. How about Paul Goldschmidt, Bruce? And, you know, this MVP thing, you got Harper, Arenado, Anthony Rendon, they're talking about Zimmerman, Goldschmidt. All of a sudden, National League MVP race is kind of, I think it's wide open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Arenado's. Did you mention him? I'm not sure. He's definitely in there. But yeah, Goldschmidt. I mean, it's so familiar. He's been torturing the Giants. I mean, he tortured Lincecum. I mean, he's been a Giant killer for some time. But he's just a good hitter. Period. I mean, and he came out last night and delivered the key hit. But he's the kind of guy that the Giants would love to have. You know, big guy, big power, and he's a smart hitter. He does it all.
And he's quite athletic. He'll snag a bag just about any time he gets on base. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, you talk about two divergent franchises. One's got Sandoval 211 in the minors in 38 ABs, and the other guy's up for the MVP. I mean, it's kind of shocking, Bruce.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think we're over the shock. You know, the shock was when they were 20 games out so early on, and you know, everything since then has just been a continuation of that. I thought they'd right the ship a little better, but when the Dodgers win every night, it's hard to gain any ground and look respectable in the standings. It's just been a complete lost season. It's been that way for quite a while.
I found a couple of stats I figured that you would like and we could have fun with. This Altuve in July, Bruce, the guy hit .485 in July. And they published the list of the best batting averages for certain months of the season. And it's interesting because all the ones I'm going to give you are all like May, June, and July. And that's, you know, I'd like to see him hit .485 in September. But Todd Helton, May 2000, .512. Pudge Rodriguez, June 04, .500. George Brett, July of 80, 494.
Oh, my God.
Rod Carew, June 77, 486. Altuve, July 17, 485. And Wade Boggs, June 87, 485. Those are the highest monthly batting averages of all time. How about that?
Yeah, that guy's he's a heck of a hitter. And, you know, Houston, the tired lament about this season is that it's either a walk, a strikeout, or a homer, which is just so much BS. I mean, you can look at the numbers and get horrified, but you look at the good teams, especially Houston, they strike out at a fewer rate than any team in the big leagues the last I looked. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, racking up, you know, putting the ball in play, racking up a lot of runs scored, 300 hitters all over the lot. And, that, you know, that guy's just, he's ridiculous. I mean, he's not trying to jack the ball out. He's trying to hit everything up the middle hard. That's what he's trying to do. Forget the launch angle, okay? These are the guys like him and Daniel Murphy are the guys you got to be following. Robinson Cano, guys who hit smart and don't just try to come out of their shoes every time. And that really goes through the whole Houston organization while they're scoring a lot of runs.
No, they scored 16 last night against Toronto.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dallas Keuchel said it, and I'll get your take on it, Bruce. Yeah. I mean, they didn't do anything.
Nothing.
You know, and, you know, he's still got neck spasms or whatever, and McCullers is on the DL. How are they going to deal with this? How do you go into the playoffs like that? I don't get it.
Nah.
Well, if the playoffs started tomorrow, I think they would have traded for Sonny Gray or maybe try to pull off a Verlander deal or even Darvish. But I think they're counting on the fact that, you know, with almost 2 months to go, they're going to get McCullers and Keuchel right. When they are right, they're fantastic. I mean, they can match up with Kershaw and Darvish with the stuff they have. So they're going to that's going to have to happen for them because they're not sure how deep they're going to be. But if they've got those two guys with the lineup they have, they're not going to be hopeless for sure.
I tell you, Bruce, everything's going right for the Dodgers. Darvish dealt last night at Shea. I mean, 10 strikeouts or whatever. Incredible. And then they have a lot of guys that prior to their time in L.A., it's just I don't know how good a guy. Justin Turner, I don't know how good a Met he was. Chris Taylor up in Seattle, he's having an incredible year. He's a slugging percentage well over 500. It's hard to explain, Bruce.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, when Ned Colletti, I think, signed Justin Turner kind of out of the junk heap, and nobody who knew who he was or really paid any attention to it, you know. But he's absolutely for real. Now, he's a big launch angle guy, but his run production has been fantastic. He's up there just swinging from the heels and driving in runs and homering. And my wife knows he puts a patch of dirt on the back of his jersey before the game even starts. It's like he's been sliding in the locker room. and he, you know, he's one of those scrappy guys that you like to have. And Chris Taylor, I mean, I don't know. He looks like a hitter. It's been an awful long time. He's had a long time to fail, and he's really not. You know, the team doesn't have they haven't had Ethier, and forget they had another guy who's been out for quite a while. But they just keep going. Sometimes the magic is just there. The Giants fans know how that is. We've lived it, you know, and now it's the Dodgers' turn.
Well, this is in response to the Houston issue of Keuchel and McCullers, and I was thinking about the American League, and there was an article today on MLB.com or ESPN, wherever it was, that they talked about the AL Cy Young favorites. So Chris Sale, who's having a great year for Boston, and Kluber for Cleveland.
Yep.
And those are the aces, right?
Yeah.
And you know where it goes after that, Bruce? Stroman, Paxton of Seattle, or Severino.
What?
Now, seriously, maybe that's what Houston is saying. No one, you know, no one's going to shut us down, and we may be able to hit our way through this thing.
Yeah, no doubt. That's. I can't recall a time when there were so few aces in either league. Kluber was just tremendous the other night in the Sonny Gray game. I mean, the Yankees scratched, I think, one run off him, but he was very, very good. Teams are everything's evolving toward the bullpens now,
right?
And
you don't need the ace. It's interesting.
No, you know, give me 5 innings, maybe even 4 2/3. We won't even let you get the win.
That's the deal. Then you take the fourth or fifth starter who's not in the playoff, and you make him the bridge guy.
Yeah.
To the seventh or eighth innings. I see that coming. All right, here's the National League. Scherzer and Kershaw way ahead of everybody.
Okay.
After that, Gio Gonzalez, Greinke, or Aaron Nola, the Phillies.
What?
Are you kidding?
Well, Greinke's absolutely for real. I mean, I think he struggled a little bit lately. He's totally for real. I mean, you got to put Darvish in there now, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the playoffs come around, who's to say that Lester and Arrieta won't get it together and pitch a one-hitter? You know, I mean, I think the National League has is a little bit deeper in terms of guys who you'd call aces, certainly have been in the past. And we'll see how that works out.
Kenley Jansen, he's a candidate for Cy Young, I'd say. He's having a heck of a year. I think 72 Ks and four walks. Hey, you just on the Corey Kluber thing, as this stat caught my attention from Thursday night. You're talking about his night against Sonny Gray and the Yankees. He struck out 11, and just listen to this stat. After that performance, Kluber joined Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and Nolan Ryan as the only pitcher since 1913 to record at least 8 strikeouts in 12 or more games in a row. So amongst those 4 guys, you got one game. Who do you start? Kluber, Randy Johnson, Martinez, or Ryan? Bruce?
If everybody's in their prime, I start Pedro.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what Mike Kruko said yesterday morning. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, Ryan's going to probably walk 7 or 8 guys, you know, while and pitch a no-hitter, right. But lose 1-0. Randy Johnson, unbelievable. Hard to go against him. But I'd put Kluber at the bottom of that list. But Pedro Martinez at his best was just friggin' unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I
really,
agree.
Really good.
Yeah, very good. All right, we'll leave you with this one, Bruce. 4-hit game, Rafael Devers of Boston. They brought him up, and he got a 4-hit game before his 21st birthday. Who are the players that have done that? Tony Conigliaro 2 times, 64 and 65, until he ran into Jack Hamilton. Dalton Jones of the Red Sox, believe it or not, Dalton Jones in 1964 did it twice. Ted Williams 3 times in 1939.
Nice.
And Babe Ruth 1 time in 1915. And this kid did it the other night for the Red Sox. How about that?
Yeah, I love how they called up the memory of Tony Conigliaro. You know, great, great ball player. I think, as you mentioned, Jack Hamilton hit in the head. He was never the same, but to this day, he's a magical name in Boston sports lore. You know, he's not a Bobby Orr or a Bill Russell or Ted Williams, but he was the kid. He was Italian. He had a lot of flair. And, you know, this kid, Devers, is really nothing like Conigliaro, except the fact that he's a pure hitter. He's a left-handed hitter. I'm hearing guys on the TV, you know, ex-ball players raving about him. He hits to all fields. He's just he looks like a natural hitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I mentioned in the paper today, I mean, they start the season with Sandoval at third. And it really doesn't work out. No, now they bring up their best prospect as the third baseman, and they can put Nunez there. Nunez is out of his mind.
Yes.
He's going 2-for-4 with a homer every night, or 3-for-4. He's just torturing the ball.
Yeah.
And they got them both in the lineup at the same time. And, you know, the two of them have really revived that team. You know, the whole Eckersley-David Price thing was weak. And you know, Dustin Pedroia trying to, you know, defend you know, him as a team leader. And are there any leaders? Where's the team going? And those two guys have really provided a great kind of spark that every team needs, you know, whether it's Cody Ross and Pat Burrell or, you know what I mean? It's just just guys that come in and give a team, sort of a sagging team, a lot of life.
Yeah, beautiful. Great time of year for baseball. You know, if you're in it, you like August and September. This is when it all starts. We'll talk tomorrow some more about the 97 team that they're going to honor today. Hey, Bruce, thanks for being with us, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Very good. Boy, great. Great
enjoyed
with Bruce,
that.
Huh? That was really good.